Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675699.
When you shop, driving to one store, then another store, then another store is a hassle. That's why they invented shopping centers.
All the stores in one place.
It's that way with insurance at locally owned Weiss Insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at Weiss.
Spelled
WEISS-INS.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot, wet, stinky cash.
So get loose and up. We're about.
That's the best kind.
Minions Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the October 21st. Hey, we're 10 days away from Halloween. A week from Saturday is Halloween night. So a week from tomorrow, Freddie Freeman Joe. Welcome to the October 21st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. It's where I do all my banking. It's where lots of people do all their banking. And every day, more and more people are leaving their banks and heading for First Community Credit Union for lots of little reasons that add up to a significant difference. You'll see.
Hey!
At least I hope you'll see. Let's do a round of introductions. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, would you say hi to your sponsor?
I would. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from the advisor you have right now,
maybe you need a hearing aid.
Maybe. Well, that's one thing, but it may be smart to call Mark and Jason because they talk all of their clients every quarter.
That's right.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. There's the trouser mouse right there. You can barely see it. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, we're not going to have time to get around to it today, but Peon gave me a very interesting article about the component or chemical element that's found in something that a lot of people actually have an addiction to. What do you think it is?
Cheese.
That's right. It is cheese.
Wow.
They say some people.
I may be a cheese addict.
Yeah, you love cheese.
I do.
They say, like nicotine, this component is addicting, and people are addicted to cheese. You may have to go to Betty Ford for this cheese thing. Hear that polka music?
I don't know if
music?
I want to get rid of it.
You hear
I like
that?
It.
You hear that polka music? You won't hear music like that anywhere except here because we are the proud owners of Bruce Limprest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
They're no Southside Tommy Band, but they are good.
Oh, Johnny.
What is it?
Johnny, the Southside Johnny Band.
Sorry.
And we're heading to Bernice's neck of the woods on Saturday.
St. Genevieve?
Yeah, we're going to be in St. Genevieve.
And where?
At the Midway Bar and Grill.
Do they have any idea what they're in for?
They have no clue.
How big is their police department for crowd control?
I don't know.
Probably not big enough.
I don't know.
The answer's not big enough.
You know what, though? The first time we played there...
That's a pretty good drive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, about an hour. But the first time,
at least.
The first time we played there... John hangs up this, we have a banner that says the Southside Johnny Band. Somebody came walking up and said, oh my God, are you on the Frank Opinion show? Because when I saw that, I knew it was the Johnny on the spots, and he started rattling off all these names.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yep.
Hope your people know that without this show, you'd be nowhere.
Yeah. That's right.
They know that. We are brought to you by First Community. Can Mr. Cleveland go on with us?
Yeah, he said he had something to do about 10 after, and he was going
to
call.
No, he pretends to be busy. He's not busy.
Yeah.
First Community Credit Union's our sponsor. It's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. They have 42 locations. I'll be surprised if within the next 6 months I'm not saying, oh, here's the 43rd location. It won't take that long because they just seem to be, you know, every couple of months, here's another and another and another, the largest. And good luck to anybody trying to catch up with them. And again, you know how I am about advertising, and I pay attention and I listen, and I'm embarrassed by a lot of it. And now I hear the other credit unions. Thank you, First Community, for bringing us so much other credit union business. Because these other people hear the people that advertise on this show, and then they think, well, we got to get in there. We can't let them have all the business. So it's just more business for us. But you're never going to be First Community Credit Union. You can be blank, blank, blank credit. Just because you have credit union on your name doesn't make you First Community. Our listeners aren't stupid.
No.
They know the difference. Mm-hmm. They know the difference between the largest and the rest. They know the difference between the credit union that will give you $100 cash for moving your car loan over.
Hot, wet, stinky cash.
Hot, wet, stinky cash. No, that was another thing. I
believe. Oh.
That was part of our show. That wasn't. Their cash is not hot or wet or stinky. I've had cash from First Community Credit Union. And their popcorn's good, too. So that's the deal. It will not be around forever. It does come and go, and it's on the table now until they tell me to remove it, and that is $100 to you for your car loan and for moving it to First Community Credit Union. And they're not buying your business. They don't have to. This is something that if you really gave it the thought and the attention and did the research, you'd do it anyway. And then that's just the beginning. You're probably then going to end up moving all your banking business there. Don't forget also that Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? FirstCommunity.com. Did we go to Mr. Cleveland?
He's not on.
He's not on. Well,
this is like
I think that speaks volumes about his dedication or lack of it to this show. Had he been with us, he'd be brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free, and it works. I told you we have four rooms available, two people per room. So that would be how many people? You got four rooms, two per room.
Four rooms, two people.
22 people.
Yeah.
$2,359 per person. That's a double occupancy rate. And every year we tell you this story, and I will never understand this. It's the same pattern every year. We come out as we did, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and said, okay, here's where we're going. Ryu Palace, Tropical Bay, all-inclusive, Negril, Jamaica, here are the information, boom, boom, boom. And boom, in the first week or 10 days, it's 90% sold out. And then it stops. And then there are a few rooms left. And then gradually those rooms go. And then about a week before the final drop-dead deadline, here come people going, well, I didn't know anything about it. What do you mean I can't get in now? Every year, it's the same thing. So here we are with four rooms. Don't wait till it's too late. If you have the dough, I know everybody, not everybody does, but if you do and you want to get out of here, this is not a good time to be pitching this. It's 85 here. Well, here's the way to look at it. This weather right now, this is what you'll be sitting in right now, this kind of weather, on January 16th to the 23rd, when everybody here is freezing their butts off.
Yep.
Not you, not us. We'll be in Jamaica, and this is the most spectacular part of Jamaica. We've been there four times. We've never been to the Grill. Never. It's a little bump in price, but worth every dollar, according to Julie, our travel agent extraordinaire. So January 16th is a Saturday. We leave. We come back the following Saturday, the 23rd. I hope you can join us. Four rooms left. If you want to know more, all the information, the contact info, the resort info, Beyond has put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. It's all there. Is he on now?
Yes, he is.
He's late.
I know. Better late than never.
You make that up?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
From
Better Late Than Neverland. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. As I said, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, or AM the PM Cab Company. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free. And finally, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How are you?
Glad you could join us.
To be fair, I was on earlier, but that Jim McMillan was talking a lot.
It was his fault. What's going on?
All right. Well, a new study has found that the perfect amount of homework per night for students is 70 minutes. 70 minutes.
That still seems like
Americans,
too much.
Or when American students heard that, they said, oh, come on, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, that would be American. We're not good at math.
No.
Where's his rim shot?
Oh, sorry.
My goodness, you acted like
you didn't. Oh, my goodness.
That's an insult. Like you didn't even think it was funny.
I don't blame him, really. Experts now say that you hear between 10 and 200 lies a day. Think about that. During the course of the day, you hear between 10 and 200 lies a day. Now, they say you can tell when someone's lying is if they're speaking in the third person, if they're talking about other people, or if they're participating in a presidential debate. Those are the ways.
Oh.
Politicians are lying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And experts say now that millennials have terrible conversation skills. I kind of believe that. Yeah. When asked for comment, millennials texted a series of crying frowny faces.
Those are emoticons. I believe.
What do you call them?
Emoticons. That's what you call those little
or
smiley
things.
Yeah.
Wow, you're technical.
Oh, I'm
more hip than I am.
I'm like Jose
and
Jr.
And finally,
emoticons.
All right, let's see if you guys are all married in the room. Let's see if you believe this or not. A new study
depends
claims
on
that half of all married women have a backup husband in mind.
Whoa.
You believe that?
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah. Here's what they're not telling us about the study. Half of all husbands also have a backup husband in mind. That's the...
Oh, the gay tendency toward the bisexuality or
is that someone to service the wife?
What? That's always my favorite part of this segment, when you dissect
when we have to find out why it's not funny.
Yeah, that's the best part. Wow. The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Well, there are two ways to take that joke. It's
yes.
That men also have an idea for a backup husband. What, for himself or for her?
Right.
I mean, you can go either way with that. All right, that was Bill Cleveland.
Blamed it on us. So we didn't...
Yeah, like we're stupid.
Yeah.
There's a newsman named Bill Reeker, and I'm not going to mention the station he's on, but he's been there 20 years, and he retires tomorrow. And I just want to wish Bill the very, very best. I haven't seen Bill for maybe 15, 20 years, but the little bit of time I tried to go to school before they kicked me out, he and I were in school together. And he's one of those guys who, at 18 or 19, when he read a newscast, it's like he was a 20-year veteran. He's just a pro. So good luck. Happy retirement, Bill Reeker. He lives over in near Carlisle, Illinois, I think. Next year, the Oscars will be hosted by Chris Rock. These guys were telling me Chris Rock did it before. I'm sure I saw it. I just don't remember it. But I think this is a fantastic choice. I think Chris Rock is perfect for the Oscars.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
I don't remember it, but I'm going to guess. If it weren't good, they wouldn't ask him again. And I just think he's funny. I think he's hilarious. I think that should be a good Oscars night. There's an advertiser of ours who leaves in a few days to go to Spain. And I said, how did this come about? And he said, well, another station is sending me and my wife to Spain.
Really?
Yeah. For our business. And then, and I know he was kidding, but he said, I guess they appreciate our advertising. I said, no, that's not it at all. They have to buy your business. They have to buy your advertising business. And I said, here's the other thing to consider. You must be overpaying for your commercials if they've got enough extra dough sitting around to send you and a bunch of other advertisers.
Really?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather say, hey, why don't you just cut my rate or have your commercials be more effective so that you don't have to cover it by sending me to Spain. So to any potential advertisers out there who are thinking about coming on board here, no, we don't have any trips to Spain. Mm-mm. We don't do that. We just send you business. And hopefully you'll do enough business, new business, you can afford to go to Spain yourself or wherever you want to go. There's a waitress who's a friend of ours who is moving to Connecticut, and she's just now sold her house. She's been trying to sell her house for a couple of years. We're talking to her last weekend, and she's getting everything ready for the move. And then she told us she's had to rent a separate U-Haul van, and I don't mean the little U-Haul van. I mean the kind of real truck, because her plants in her house need their own truck. She has, now I'm talking plants waist high to 6 or 7 feet high.
Oh.
And every one is a cactus. She has over 100 of them.
Good grief.
And I know that the correct way to say it is over 100 cacti.
Yeah.
But that always sounds weird.
I know.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah.
So I'll just say over 100 cactus plants. Some,
wow.
Listen, some people are plant
yes.
people. And I've known a couple other people whose houses look like Tarzan lives there, like the jungle. Plants everywhere, hanging plants, plants on urns, tables, plants on the floor, floor to ceiling. And there's a whole ritual watering schedule. So she's transporting over 100 cactus plants to her new home. I just, I don't know. Everybody has got their thing, I guess. That one I don't quite understand. A lot of cops out today. I don't know. What was that about, do you think? Especially Chesterfield. I saw
really?
More cops than normal.
I don't know.
What's going on. Thank a cop today. I'm going to try to do this as often as I think to do it. When you're somewhere and you see a cop, thank him. And they go, for what? Say, just for taking the risk and being underpaid and doing what you do.
When we were down at, on the loop, when we were seeing over the weekend, when we were going to see Grace Potter, there was a guy and several people on one of the corners, and it was Delmar and I think it might have been Skinker, Delmar and Skinker, and they were on there and they had a table set up and they were selling things for $5, and right. that went to a foundation, and this guy had one of those megaphones,
right.
and he's talking about Black Lives Matter, and then he was downing the police and mm-hmm. dissing the police and all this other stuff. And
if somebody had come up and rolled him and taken his money, who do you think he'd want to call?
Oh, yeah,
come
I know.
The police.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So. Yeah.
Did you beat him up?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that would be the end of the story. You went over to his megaphone and beat him on the head with it.
Logical thing to do.
I beat him up and I flipped their table over.
All right, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you got a story. As you may have heard, Joe Biden is not going to run. Now, when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I'm not kidding when I think this is a possibility, and there's going to be a dramatization here. It's funny to me that there was actually there were a couple of leaks saying that Biden was just on the verge of announcing, and then overnight, he's not going to run. Here's what I think happened. Dan, will you play the part of Joe Biden answering the phone?
Okay.
All right. Here's what I'm not kidding.
Okay. Hello, this is Joe Biden.
Yeah, is that you, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, buddy. How are you, Bill Clinton?
Oh, hey, Bill.
Hey, Joe, you near a computer?
Yeah, I am.
Well, why don't you go over to it and pull up your bank account?
Okay, hold on here.
You'll notice. Tell me when you have it, when you're in, and you got your password and everything in there.
Hold on here. Okay, I'm in.
You notice anything about your bank account? You see there's an extra $30 million in it?
What the?
Uh-huh. Now, listen, Joe. Hillary and I talked it over. You're too old. I know she's old, but you're older. And do you really want to do it, especially when you see what Hillary and I have thrown your way, so to speak? I think it's time for you to maybe announce you're not going to run. I think you know what I'm saying. See you later.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm not kidding. Here's how I distrust politics. It would not surprise me if Bill placed a call to Joe and said, Joe, buddy, 20 million, 30 million.
What do you need?
Tell me the site. Yeah, what do you need to go away? I'm not kidding. Now, I'm sure that didn't happen. I'm not actually sure it didn't happen, but I think that's how the world works. It's just funny to me that he's changed his mind.
And they already told everybody they're broke, so they wouldn't suspect anything.
Well, no, we were broke when we got out of the White House. As you know, I get $200,000 just to tell stories. This is not a made-up story. This is true. You can Google this yourself and verify it. There is an MD. He's a urologist, and he attended medical school, University of Minnesota. I'm trying to find out where his office is. He is up in New York. Cancer Center, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York. He's a urologist, and he's well-known for vasectomies. This is not a joke. His name is Dr. Richard C-H-O-P-P, Dick Chop. And his slogan is, there are more vasectomies to be done. And then it has a whole bio on Dr. Dick Chop. It says, and it even says in this bio, Dr. Richard, parentheses, Dick Chop, Austin, Texas, is well known in the Austin community for performing vasectomies. He also enjoys treating patients with metabolic evolution and kidney stone disease, male endocrine urology disorders, prostate disease, and Peyronie's disease.
Wow.
Extensive laparoscopy surgery experience, is on the transplant team and performs living donor nephrectomies. Dr. Dick Chop for
great.
Your vasectomy needs. Wow, that's too good to be true. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Woman in her early 50s, getting ready for bed. He's already in bed. She's standing in front of a full-length mirror, and she's staring at herself. And she says to her husband, she says, honey, I look in the mirror and I'll tell you what I see. I see an old woman. I see a wrinkled face. I see boobs that are sagging down. They're barely above my waist. I see a butt that hangs out about a mile and sags. I see fat legs. I see flabby arms. Honey, tell me something positive to make me feel better about myself. He said, well, your eyesight's perfect.
Let's see how traffic's looking right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we've got a new crash. It's on northbound 270 just south of Ladue that's got the right lane blocked. And, boy, you've got a solid jam from Manchester all the way up before Ladue. Now, southbound drivers, you've got some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets from a little bit south of Page now down through Manchester. And then it bunches up right at Manchester, opens up, and it bunches up again right at Doherty Ferry. We had a crash on eastbound 270 just before 367. That was off on the right shoulder, but you're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant and then Washington Elizabeth out through 367. Downtown eastbound 40 still heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, we've got Kings Highway through McCausland. We've got Lindbergh out through Mason. And then we're also slow on westbound 70 as you go through Jennings Station Road and then 170 out through Air Flight. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so accurate and easy to use. It's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Green 18! The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. and the kickoff is at 3.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
I've been a spokesman for R&R Sanitation for years, and recently I got an email from a listener telling me that I have failed to tell you all of the benefits of an R&R Sanitation porta potty. I mentioned that they're locally owned and operated. I mentioned that they're bigger, which means you can move around in them, and that reservoir is bigger, so the blue water, there's more of it, and it's cleaner longer. They service it at a moment's notice, the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. But I forgot one specific thing that is much better with R&R Sanitation as opposed to the competition, and that is the beer shelf. There is a shelf for your beer while you're in an R&R Sanitation porta potty. So I apologize. Another reason to call R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're bigger, longer, they're less expensive, they're serviced more frequently, and they're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. R&R Portable Toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation. 636-947-8000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-5578. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-939-5578. That's 1-800-939-5578. 1-800-939-5578.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually sinks your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep. at the Bedroom Store.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. We're the brothers behind Firehouse Subs.
When we set out to create a barbecue sub, we wanted to do it right.
Texas style.
Our USDA choice brisket is pit smoked over hickory for 16 hours in one of the best smokehouses in Texas. We top it with melty cheddar and barbecue sauce.
Award-winning Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Come in and try the smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Firehouse Subs.
Excuse me, I'm eating.
That's real nice. Founded by firemen.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's here. Redexum Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Redexum Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road in Valley Park. For more, go to RedexumTurfProducts.com. Redexum Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch, another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves, just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
You know how Mike Evans always knows? If you mention anybody, he goes, I knew him. Harry Carey, I knew him.
Yeah.
Gene Autry, I knew him. That Three Dog Night singer that died, he watched.
Oh, yeah.
Probably knew him, too.
Yeah.
Probably played on one of his songs or something. He's been there, done it all, seen it all. His name is Mike Evans. It's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market is right next door, and they're both in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. And if you get down to where you just are, as they say, at your wit's end and don't know what to get, fill in the blank for Christmas. And I say Christmas because I'm tired of being politically correct all the time. Then a gift card from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. There's your answer. It will be greatly appreciated, and they sell a lot of them. And now from Southern California, here's Mike Evans.
Hey, let
me ask you if you think my theory is that far out there and ridiculous, because I don't think it is. Joe Biden all of a sudden decides, announces he's not going to run, when just as late as yesterday, insiders even said, ooh, we're leaking. It looks like this is, he's running. And, oop, now he's not. And we did a little dramatization where I had Bill Clinton calling Joe up in a private conversation saying, Joe, an extra $20 million looked pretty good in your bank account. Why don't you step aside and let Hillary do what she needs to do? Now, I don't think that's that far-fetched. I think politics, if we knew the truth, I think that's sometimes the way the game is played. It wouldn't surprise me if that happened. Would it you?
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
I'm just more
skeptical.
He's very, very rich, and for something like that to leak out would ruin his career. I mean, his legacy forever.
I'm skeptical, and I just did so distrust the politicians and the
system. I just want Trump to win.
Well, I got to tell you something. He's not fading out here. He's not fizzling. He's still strong.
I want anybody to win but a politician.
I think a lot of Franco. A lot of people seem to agree.
By the way, I did know Three Dog Night. I used to book them a lot. They were a package deal with the Grassroots. And if you saw that movie, Compton, it was about the rap world. And it was also mainly about Jerry Heller, who was the agent that started the rap world. and started creating all the Tupac and all those guys. And Jerry Heller was the agent that I worked with when I was only 17 years old, and he represented both Three Dog Night and the Grassroots.
Now, do you know what the expression Three Dog Night means?
I don't.
On cold, not a joke, cold winter nights, they would judge how cold the night was. They'd sleep with dogs to keep warm. And if it was a three-dog night, it meant it was really, really cold. How about that?
That's fabulous.
Yeah, there you go. And now you know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
No, Paul Harvey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Paco has questioned the name of the starlet who suffers from a very painful stomach ulcers. Kate Beckinsale. Kate Hudson. Kate Upton. Kate Winslet.
I'm with Peon, though. Of the ones you mentioned, I don't think Kate Hudson is that hot.
Cheryl doesn't think she's good looking at all, but I think she's kind of cute. She has a good, nice body. Great legs.
Well, good body and legs, but her face is not that great. Kate Winslet, to me, is more sexually appealing.
Yeah, I
like that.
And of course, Kate Upton.
Now you're talking. Yeah.
For Love Nuggets, Kylie Jenner is wearing a diamond ring on her left hand of her ring finger, given to her by Tyga. Looks like 18-year-old Kylie Jenner is engaged.
Now you said it was on the left hand of her ring finger. Her
left
finger
hand on her ring finger.
Oh, okay, I guess we misheard.
I guess you did.
Yeah, we're drinking. No, wait, that's you. Go ahead.
Why you have to start like this? No, really.
Because
why?
You hate it.
Why the hell do you?
Because you hate it. That's why we do it. Now, see, this is his way of dealing with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can continue now. You got a wine bong.
Who could have guessed Kaylee Cuoco?
Yeah.
Her ex, Ryan Sweeting, who's the 148th rated tennis player in the world.
Wow.
That when they got a divorce, it was all said and done. They had a prenup. Everything was done. Now he wants Kaylee to pay him millions of dollars in spousal support.
I don't blame him.
Despite the prenup. There was a lot of money and bonuses paid while they were married when she signed new contracts for Big Bang Theory. But homeboy now, forget the prenup. He just wants more money, more money, more money, more money.
Hmm. Can't blame him for asking.
Nothing says love.
Like money.
Like a widow fighting the stepkids over the dead husband's stuff. And that's what's happening with Robin Williams' widow in court fighting Robin Williams' kids. Poor Robin Williams. I mean, he's got to be spinning in his grave like a lathe. It's terrible. Lamar Odom, baby mama. Liza Morales, she's crazy. She says she's going to go to court hoping to move Lamar when he gets out of the hospital to her house where her kids and his kids live rather than the Kardashians' home. Baby mama says that the Kardashians, all they care about is using Lamar as a TV prop. Well, today, Khloe says she's gonna stay married to Lamar. And even if that hadn't come out, how could she go to court and make a full-grown man come to live at her house?
You know that I don't care at all about any of these people.
Goofy.
I don't care.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Okay, then.
Oh, boy.
Odds and ends. PBS genealogy show Finding Your Roots will return next season. Despite Ben Affleck almost destroying the show's credibility, during last year they featured Ben Affleck up until the point that he learned that a lot of his kin owned slaves. And then Ben Affleck put the kibosh on the show, so they had to stop production, which I think Ben Affleck's an idiot. Hello? Ben, it's 250 years ago. It's not your fault.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
That's a perfect setup for that joke.
What?
When he said Ben Affleck's family ancestors owned slaves.
Oh, you want to hear a great joke?
Sure.
That when you hear it, you cringe thinking, oh, no, this is racist. Peon, help me out here because I've only heard it one time. You told me earlier. Tell him what it is.
Come on, Peon. You're done.
Listen.
I like my coffee like I like my slaves. Free.
Huh?
I like it.
See, people hear the setup and they go, oh, no, you're not.
I like it.
And then you say free and everybody, sigh of relief. Well done, Peon.
Very good, Peon.
I like that pause you put in there before free.
anyway.
No.
Kudos to Christina Aguilera taking time off from her schedule to promote the United Nations Whole Food Project to feed the hungry kids around the world. Good for her. New York Post headline. Now, stay with me. This is a little con.
We're with you. We're smart. We can follow.
Okay. Mayor de Blasio of New York went to a retreat as guest.
I'm lost.
Of a huge waste management company who wants the contract to dispose of New York City's waste.
Okay.
Above the story, New York Post headline screams, de Blasio whined and slimed.
Not their best.
Not their best. It's all right.
Okay.
Hey, you know, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That means nanging-aw, nanging-aw. That's my daughter. She's listening every Wednesday for sure.
Is she Asian?
She's married to an Asian, so I guess, I don't know.
Well, that would explain the accent.
What was it, what you were saying there? Is that a nickname?
Nanging-aw.
From that planet Mork was from.
Yeah.
Date in history, October 21st, 1954, the first James Bond debuts. Casino Royale. Casino Royale.
I did all that with my mouth. That was me. That was me. Believe it or not. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're on the board of ruining my brother.
Just almost ruined it.
And finally. The starlet who suffers from very painful stomach ulcers, Kate Beckinsale, Kate Hudson, Kate Upton, Kate Winslet.
I'll go Hudson.
Hudson.
Winslet.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts.
Oh.
Kate Beckinsale.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember all the way.
My wife can't stand that song, Goldfinger, Shirley Bassey, I believe. He's the man with the Midas touch. She hates that song. She really hates it if I do it like that. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. Please make reservations. You're going to need them because they're really popular and really busy. That's what happens when you run a great restaurant and market. American Equity Mortgage. For 23 years, we've said that name, American Equity Mortgage. And somebody must be listening because they're still with us after 23 years. We thank you for that. You will thank us the first time you realize you're not making that minimum credit card payment anymore. And when you get the credit card bill and you see the balance is zero, after all that debt that you thought you were going to be paying on for 20 or 30 years, you wised up, listened to American Equity Mortgage, no longer paying the minimum payment, and let them pay it all off to a zero balance. You still owe the money, but now it's rolled into your house payment, which means that interest, as little as there is probably also tax deductible. Wow, it's so much smarter, the minimum credit card payments. So if you are a homeowner, and even if you didn't do the mortgage, if the mortgage is not with American Equity, that's okay. You can still use their services and their expertise. Let them show you how you can use the equity to borrow money for smart things like paying off that credit card debt or paying for a wedding or tuition or something that comes along you don't have the cash for. Borrow it the smart way, which means the low interest way. American Equity Mortgage. Whatever your credit, perfect, less than perfect, as they say, they'll work their butts off to give you and get you the best rates you can get. American Equity Mortgage, online at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time for a final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, well, things are really not winding down that well on some of the highways. Now, you've got the accident on northbound 270 north of Ladue. That is blocking it's south of Ladue, and it's blocking the right lane, and traffic was jammed back approaching Manchester. You also had that crash that was on eastbound 270 just before 367, and you're going to find slow pockets now Lindbergh all the way out through 367 on eastbound 270. Southbound 55 was heavy just a little bit south of Graboid through Gasconade. Looks like the sun's going behind some clouds, so that should thin out. Westbound 40 was still jammed up a little bit west of Grand out through McCausland. Then you're heavy from Clayton Morrison all the way out through Maryville Center, where they were working with an accident there that had a lane block. we had westbound 44 jamming up pretty heavy between Kings Highway and the road work at Murdoch. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And then we add... nothing.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them?
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
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 Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A woman's body was found back here more than 6 years ago. The case had never been solved until now. Tonight, a killer confessing to five murders from St. Louis to Arkansas.
A Lincoln County man celebrating his 21st birthday hit and killed walking home. What his family is saying about him tonight and why police say he was just trying to do the right thing.
A challenge to a longtime St. Louis congressman, the Democrat who wants to unseat Lacey Clay.
First on Fox, their murder cases from long ago that left St. Louis women in fear and loved ones aching for justice.
Three St. Louis women strangled more than 6 years ago. Now the killer has confessed. Fox's Andy Banker is here with this story, which is all new at 6. Andy?